today, we'd like to see Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1 to 22, under the title of Require of You. To align words multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, at that time, the Lord said to me, Moses, hew for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. How does Jesus summarize the two tablets of stone? How does Jesus summarize the two tablets of stone? Question 2, in verse 12, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? What does God require over Israelites? What's their problems or our problems? Then what shall we to do them? What shall we do to do them? Last question, 3, in verse 16. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. What does it mean? Circumcise the foreskin of your heart. What does it mean? So in order to understand today Bible study, we want to categorize several paragraphs. Verses 1 to 5, two tablets of stone received again by God. Verse 6 to 11, Israelites journey close to the promised land of Canaan. Last part, verses 12 to 22, what God requires of Israelites. What God requires of Israelites. Verses 1 to 5, two tablets of stone received again. Verse 1, at that time, the Lord said to Moses, hew for yourself, cut for yourself two tablets of stone like the first one. First ones were broken by Moses and come up to me on the mountain of Horeb and make yourself an ark of wood. Two tablets of stone was existent from 1450 before Christ, when Moses wrote this book, until about 1000 through Solomon the king and Josiah the king. Because the first Kings chapter 8 verse 9 said, nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. So the reign of Solomon, we saw the two tablets of stone was there. Also, 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 3, Josiah the king, the southern Judah, the king Josiah. Also, we see, then he, or Josiah the king, said to the Levites who taught all Israel, who were holy to the land, put the holy ark of wood in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, built. It shall no longer be a burden on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people, Israel. So also we can see in the reign of Josiah the king, two tablets of stone were existent. But in the last king of Zedekiah, so at that time God delivered God's word to Jeremiah, chapter 31, 33. But this is the covenant that I, or God, will make with the house of Israel after those days. After those days is Zedekiah, the last king of Judah. Judah's conquered by Babylon. After those days, says the Lord, I will, God will put my law, God's law, in their minds and write in on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now it's the physical, tangible evidence of two tablets of stone were not there in Jeremiah and a prophecy. So we couldn't find out in two tablets of stone today. So that times God delivered God's word through Jeremiah, put God's law in their minds and in their hearts. So their mind meaning knowledge of God, heart meaning perform, practice the law. Likewise, believe God versus trust God. Believe God is prepare minds to know God's will. Then trust God meaning experience my life in God's word. Or knowing about God versus knowing God. So Jesus summarized two tablets. First tablet regarding the love relationship with God, first commandment up to fourth commandments. That's the first tablet of a stone. The second tablet of a stone talks about neighbor relationship, love relationship with neighbor. So the fifth commandment, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th commandment. Jesus summarized Mark chapter 12, verse 30-31. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, which is the first tablet of a stone. And the second, which is the second tablet of a stone, like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So basically, love God, that's the first tablet of a stone. Love a neighbor, that is the second tablet of a stone. Then verse 2, and I will, God will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablet, which you broke. So because Moses threw away the first tablet to Israelite who worshipped golden calf. That's why God wrote the second, made it two tablets of stone again. You shall put them in the ark. Ark is a rectangular box. So I made an ark of acacia. Acacia is a very resistant, germ-resistant, fungus-resistant wood. Acacia wood hewed or cut to two tablets of stone like the first one and went up the mountain of Horeb, having the two tablets in my hand, and God wrote on the tablet according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you. So four commandments regarding love relationship with God written on the first tablet of a stone. The leftover six commandments talks about the second tablet of a stone, love relations with neighbor, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them, meaning gave two tablets of a stone to me. Then I, Moses, turned and came down from the mountain Horeb and put the tablets in the ark of wood made with the acacia, which I had made, and there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. Then, verse 6 to 11, Israelites journey close to the promised land of Canaan. Now the children of Israel journeyed from the walls of Beni to Acon to Mosera, where Aaron died, and where he was buried, and Eleazar, Aaron's that time first son, his son ministered as a priest, actually high priest, in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gudgodar, and from Gudgodar to Jotbathar, a land of rivers of water. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant. So the two tablets of stone, which is put into the Ark of Covenant. That is God specially assigned to Levi to carry on Levi's soldier the Ark of Covenant in the wilderness life, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, to God, to bless in his name, to this day meaning when Moses writing in this book. Therefore, Levi has no portion, no inheritance with his brethren. So Levi didn't receive any possession, any land. And Lord is his inheritance, because Levi was only assigned to minister, to make offering, sacrifice to the Lord, just as the Lord your God promised him. Verse 10, as at the first time I, or Moses, stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you. Although Israel people made a lot of sins in the wilderness, God forgave them. God expressed his mercy upon them. So the Lord chose not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Israelite life of wilderness compared to today our Christian life on the earth. So Israelite coming cross over the Red Sea, like when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that time your old life was gone, like Egyptian life, slavery life, Egyptian life was gone before crossing over the Red Sea. So you Israelites, as an Israelite, crossed over the Red Sea. So when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you have now new life. Your life, the Lord is Jesus Christ, not yourself. No more sin is the master of your life. But wilderness life, sometimes up and down, so not like always the victory life, sometimes upside down. Before crossing over Jordan River is a promised land that is the kingdom of God, eternal kingdom. So during our life, compared to, like this wilderness life. Verse 12, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? So God asks something. So number one, fear the Lord. Number two, walk in all his ways. Number three, love him. Number four, serve the Lord. Number five, verse 13, keep the commandments and his statutes. Or law. So fear the Lord, holy fear. So fear the Lord means depart from sin or evil, because I fear the Lord. Or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we live this life, we need wisdom. So that is the beginning, the starting point, the fear of the Lord. Then is walk in all his ways. All his ways over righteousness, over his ways over peace, his ways of love. Then to love him, love God. Serve the Lord, then keep the commandment, keep the Lord. Question two, what's their problems or our problems? The problems is not God's word, God's Lord, God's commandments. Problem is to us because our weakness of flesh, we have no capacity to keep the word of God, keep the Lord. Romans chapter 7, verse 12, therefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. So law is holy, just and good. God's commandment holy, just and good. The problem to me. So how should we do? John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, Jesus said, and they said to him, so they asked Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. So basically, you believe in Jesus Christ whom God sent. That's to do the works of God. That is, we can see. Then is Romans chapter now, 7, verses 22 and 25. Disciple Paul, also spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, because disciple Paul accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, inward man, but I see another law in my members, which meaning my flesh members, warring against the law of my mind. Warring meaning fighting against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members, my flesh members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? That answer, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. So, therefore, the problem is to us, not to the law, not to word of God, not to commandment, because we have the weakness of the flesh. That's why what shall we do? We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who God sent. That moment, the Holy Spirit is working through us. So we are working through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit through us in his power work to do God's works. So in that way, that's your answer. Then is verse 15. Now verse 14. Indeed, the heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, and also the earth with all that is in it. Simply, God said, you know, every earth, every matters in the earth or whole universe belong to God. So, you know, everything God. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them. So God ordained the Israelites as the people of God through Abraham and David and Jesus, now is to all, you know, Christians. Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands. And in your seed, singular, so God told to Abraham, your seed, singular, all the nations, plural, of the earth shall be blessed. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendant all these lands. Kingdom shall be, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So then, through David, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, David came from Abraham, and your house, David's house, and your kingdom shall be established forever. Before you, your throne shall be established forever. Then now, through David, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came out. Now, we have believed in Jesus Christ, to Abraham's blessing, and all blessing come into all Christians today. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father over our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So God gave blessing to Abraham. So Abraham's blessing through King David. So through King David, Jesus Christ. So through Jesus Christ, all believers in Jesus Christ receiving blessing, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Then Jesus said, John chapter 15, 16, you did not choose me, choose Jesus, but I chose you. Jesus chose us and appointed us that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So therefore, our point, we should deny ourselves, our flesh. So the Holy Spirit work through us in his power is doing whatever God, you know, asks us, God requires over us. That's the answer. Then is verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords and the great God. So our God is only true and living God. So so that God is the Father of Jesus Christ. Then verse 16 said, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. What does it mean? Because circumcision actually covenant with Israelites. That here, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, meaning circumcision ceremony from heart. So when a baby is circumcised, baby's foreskin is circumcised, meaning cut off fleshly desire. So that's why, you know, ceremony, circumcision ceremony actually hot. So also Paul said, Romans chapter 2, verse 29, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is a death of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from man, but from God. So that meaning circumcision over heart, meaning circumcised, cut off fleshly desire. Then verse 18, awesome, who shows no partiality. So God is fair, nor takes a bribe. God doesn't need a bribe. God is extreme rich. God owns the universe and the earth and everything. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the strange, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the strange. So God said, love the stranger or alien, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him. Here is redundant before. To him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. But this one in Jesus' time, you know, a little different. Luke chapter 5, verse 33. Then they said to him, or Pharisees said to Jesus, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? So Jesus' disciples didn't much fasting compared to disciples of John the Baptist, or compared to, you know, Pharisees' people. So then Matthew chapter 17, verse 18 to 21, and Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately or secretly and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So Jesus applied the fasting situation serious matters. If disciples lost disciples groom, who is Jesus Christ, that time they would have had fasting, or in order to cast out devils, that time is disciple would keep, you know, fasting. So limit to serious matter. Also, take oaths in his name. So Old Testament to take oaths in his name, which means in God's name. But Jesus has a different way. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34 to 37. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than this is from the evil one. So basically, Jesus asked, be a person of your word, so not beyond your ability. Don't make us any authors. But really, often today, so we made an oath, you know, two kinds. One is before court, you know, swear, you know, the testimony. So only, you know, I testify truth. So I have nothing but truth. So that case. Also, number two, when we are wedding ceremony, you know, marriage ceremony. So husband, groom, and bride, the maid, author, you know, before God, you know, and before, you know, participant, you know. So only in, you know, two cases, you know, we are recently we are using. But Jesus, the point on be a person of your word. So beyond your control, so don't make an oath in that way. Verse 21, he is your praise. God is your praise. And he is your God. God is your God who has done for you this great and awesome thing. King James is a terrible thing, you know, so awesome is better. Awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons. But now, about 3 million, at that time, 3 million, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. So let's see each question in verse 1. At that time, the Lord said to me, hew for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. How does Jesus summarize two tablets of stone? The first commandment up to fourth commandment written in the first tablet of stone, Jesus described that one, love relationship with God. The second tablet of stone, the sixth commandment up to 10 commandments, that Jesus described that one, love relationship with neighbors. Jesus summarized. Question 2, in verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? What does God require of Israel? This is verse 12 and 13. So, fear the Lord, walk in all his ways, to serve the Lord, and keep the commandment and statute. So what is their problems or our problems? The problem are not, you know, God's word, God's law, or God's commandment, because God's commandment, God's law is holy, just, and good. Problems to us, because we have a weakness of flesh. So that's why we are sometimes feeling so spiritual, sometimes so fleshy, you know, sometimes so anger, and upside down. That's a problem always to me, to you. So how? Jesus said, you know, trust God. First, believe God and trust God, meaning we commit our lives to the Lord. That time, the Holy Spirit, through each of you in his power, can keep all requirements, you know, over us. You know, that's the answer. Last question 3, in verse 16, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. What does it mean? Circumcision is always based upon, you know, heart conversion. So that's exactly like that water baptism, same way. Not in water baptism itself, meaning if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, water baptism itself would be meaningless. So if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord, that time you participate into water baptism. So first time you merge into the water, meaning all the life is gone. So I repent, you know, my self-centered life is gone. Now coming out, which meaning now, the Lord Jesus Christ is master of my life. I am just servant. I am following the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that kind of meaning. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song, then we'll pray the closing prayer.